Beste mensen, u krijgt vanavond dan een uitvoering te zien. De eerste volledige uitvoering van de rockopera Tommy. Ik vraag uw aandacht en die zijn ze British Topgroup number 1, The Who!
He's out. silly, Keith. We'd like to carry on now with a song recorded by the Rolling Stones and a number of other people. It's a song called Fortune Teller.
I'm not afraid to.
is tattooed too. People have asked us why we chose to play in Amsterdam for the first major opera house performance of Tommy, and the reason is quite simply because we like it. And not being at all facetious, I really think it's an incredible town, and I think it's probably more a good average of what Europe is like than London, and we play our first world premiere opera performance of Tommy at the Colosseum sometime in 1970. You are the first. We've actually obviously played the thing before the public, and we're going to play the full thing incomplete for the first time later on, and for now we're going to play you a blues song and a lot of other stuff to keep you entertained until it comes. And this is a song written by Mose Allison, a song called Young Man Blues.
Well, a young man ain't got nothing in the world these days. Said the young man ain't got nothing in the world these days. Well, you know, in the old days, when a young man was a strong man, all the people, they stepped back when a young man walked by. You know, nowadays, it's the old man who's got all the money. And a young man ain't got nothing in the world these days. And I say, we'll be right back.
you.
We'd like to play now for you. Really, what started the whole opera trip for us off, which was the original mini opera from our second album, Happy Jack. Quick one while he's away. This is the story which takes 5-6 different themes of music, all telling the same story. Nothing clever by today's standards, but still we dig it. Story about a girl guide who was seduced by an engine driver.
Oh! Money more, here, la fin!
There's a bit of wilt in there.
This seduction takes place while the girl guides, I don't know what you call them, we call them girl guides. They're like scouts, only girls. And they wear blue uniforms with blue knickers. And blue stockings.
Oh, stop.
And other blue things. And this seduction takes place while the girl guide's boyfriend is away working in Amsterdam. And when he gets back and discovers the two wallowing on the floor, the engine driver, all covered in soot, carrying the watch he got for his retirement. You always get a watch. He walks in and he sees the two of them there, and he forgives them.
I'd have wrung his bloody neck.
As you can see, it's a reflection of modern thinking. Anyway, this just goes to show that he didn't really care in the first place. Anyway, this is the story of the girl guide and so on. It starts off with us singing the Hanami.
Her man's been gone for nigh on a year. He was due home yesterday, but he ain't here. Her man's been gone for nigh on a year. He was due home yesterday, but he ain't here. A well-known sound. Your street is very well known throughout your town. Your town is very famous for the little girl whose crying can be heard all around the world.
Ooh.
to stop your crying. My name's Ivor the Engine Driver, and I'm going to make you feel all right.
My name is Ivor, I'm an engine driver.
Thank you.
Valley.
Some numbers, which when we started as a teeny bopper group were very popular with old-fashioned skinheads, people like that. Written by Pete, substitute Happy Jack, I'm a Boy.
I'm a boy.
see? Right, I think it's time we're going to play for you now the overture to Tommy and then carry on through the rock opera, Tommy, Story of the Deaf, Dumb and Blind Boy. Hope you enjoy it. It's a long haul. Thank you.